The Catholic Church is looking for a new pope this morning. Cardinal Keith O'Brien said he'd been shocked and saddened to hear of Pope Benedict's decision to stand down, and he's asked Catholics across Scotland to pray for the pontiff. Our reporter Hugh Williams went to St Andrew's Cathedral in Glasgow to hear how people gathering there for Mass were reacting to the news.
Pope Benedict XVI is to retire as Bishop of Rome, successor of Peter, and as Pope.
In his homily, Archbishop Philip Tartaglia said Benedict had been a Pope of surprises, and his voice cracked with emotion as he prayed that God would bless Benedict and the Church.
We put our trust now and our hope in God, that he will give us a new pope, a good pope, a holy pope, to guide us.
For our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, that he will be blessed with serenity and experience the prayerful support of God's people. Lord, hear us.
After Mass, Archbishop Tartaglia told me he thought history will judge Pope Benedict to be as influential as the early fathers of the Church, and he said he personally will miss him.
I am a bit lost for words still even now, and I will miss him because I've drawn heavily on his teaching and on the kind of insights that he has expressed, and his utter trust in Christ has been a real lesson to me.
And the congregation, what did they think of the news?
I went to Bella Houston, and that was a beautiful day. It's a cold day, but it was a beautiful day, and it was just a wonderful experience, yeah.
What kind of a pope do you think he's been? How will history look back on him?
Well, it's hard to judge because there was such a good pope before him, and to be quite truthful, I've maybe not heard as much from this pope as we did the one before, but I think it's just a shame that he feels he has to resign.
I'm not really shocked because I've been watching him on the television and it doesn't look too good.
Did you get the chance to see him when he was at Bella Houston?
No, I did not, but I've been over in Rome and I saw him, that was a couple of years ago, but in the last couple of years I think he's deteriorated, so...
If you had any thoughts about what sort of pope the Church needs now to lead into the future, what kind of qualities would you say would be ideal?
My own personal thoughts are always that they should be a wee bit younger than what he was. I think he was just a wee bit too old. And I know this sounds bad, but I didn't expect him to last too long. That sounds bad, but I don't know. Maybe somebody with a wee bit younger, but knowledgeable.
I think they'll see him as an intelligent man who did his best to try and fit in with Pope John Paul. He was a hard act to follow. Pope John Paul was the person, and everybody loved him so much. I think perhaps it was a very difficult job for him to take on that role.
That report from Hugh Williams at St Andrew's Cathedral in Glasgow. It's 16 minutes past seven.